The views expressed on the following program are the views of the show's host and do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station, their management, their donors, their underwriters, nor their seventh-born sons. Broadcasting from our secret underground studio in Olympia, Washington, it is time for the Thunderbolts. Greetings to you, my fellow Cascadians. I truly hate to interrupt this peaceful and meditative moment in your life, but I'm afraid that the thunderbolt is about to strike, and I just felt it my civic duty to provide you with a warning. Cascadia, to arms! The enemy is engaged, and we need all hands on deck!
Rainbow One, I have Goldman Sachs in my sights at 12 o'clock. Repeat, I have Goldman Sachs in my sights.
Roger, Rainbow Two. Open fire with an indignation missile.
Scored a direct hit with the Moral Indignation Missile, but it had no effect. Repeat, the Moral Indignation Missile had no effect.
Copy, Rainbow Two. I guess we have no choice but to drop a truth bomb on their asses.
Rainbow One, the truth bomb appears to have caused significant damage. Goldman Sachs is showing visible signs of distress.
Excellent, Rainbow Two. All hands, the truth bombs appear to be working. Rainbow Three, do you copy? Can you launch a barrage of truth bombs?
That's a negative, sir. Monsanto and Dow Chemical just launched a sneak attack from the rear, and I need to get the hell out of here.
Rainbow Four, what is your status?
Well, the Bank of America just hit us with a lobbyist money bomb, and Citigroup just deployed a devastating brigade of lawyers, sir, and I'm afraid that we are getting our asses kicked out here.
Rainbow Two, can you assist with any public opinion?
That's a negative, Rainbow One. First they hit us with their Obama bomb, and then they hit us with their Trump bomb, and those two disasters have blown nearly our entire arsenal of public opinion over to the dark side, sir.
Well, I guess that's it, then. We must fall back that we may live to fight yet another day. But wait! What's that up in the sky?
It's a bird!
It's a plane.
Actually, gentlemen, we are about to kick some serious ass here, because that is the thunderbolt of truth and justice! Once again, the citizens of Cascadia mount their steeds and draw their swords, as yet once again, they prepare to do battle with the beast. Even as our civilization collapses, and even as insanity rules the day, the Thunderbolt stands ever ready to counter this dysgenic exemplar of inanity that currently dominates our political landscape.
Thank you so much.
And now the producers of the Thunderbolt would like to invite listeners to the Great American Circus!
Everybody loves the circus, so let's set the kiddle stage for our circus friends, Clem the Clown and Lem the Lion. Are you all set? Well then, on with the show!
Tickets, please. No standing. Keep your hands inside the car. Hey, you, sit down.
Donald Trump recently boasted about all of the heinous weapons that he just sold to Saudi Arabia. It was, in fact, the largest arms sale in human history. Our president is thus supplying one of the most murderous dictatorships on the planet with a long list of thoroughly deadly weapons of mass destruction. And he did this knowing that many of those weapons are going to be used in order to fry a bunch of children and grandmothers in Yemen. That is, of course, insane. But, as I can't help but to keep mentioning, insanity has now become normalized. For another instance, a federal judge just temporarily suspended a new anti-abortion law in Mississippi by stating, quote, "The Supreme Court has ruled that a woman has a constitutional right to privacy regarding her own body." The fact that women even need a constitutional right in order to control their own body is insane. But, as I keep mentioning, insanity has become normalized. Anyway, one of numerous charges that I regularly level against the media machine is their habit of making celebrities out of violent criminals. Now, since these criminals' names often become household words, I am thinking of adopting a policy here at the Thunderbolt of not naming the perpetrators of such heinous crimes. I started doing that in my newsletter whilst reporting on that kid who shot up the school in Florida. And it felt like a very right thing to do. Their names are very easy to find, should you wish to do so. They are too easy, in fact. That's kind of the point. And speaking of heinous criminals, Saudi Arabia is now being run by a Saudi version of a Democrat. Yes, kids, the brand new butcher and war criminal that I will not hear name has recently taken over the government in Saudi Arabia. Now, this change in leadership
has come just as the hit on oil prices is also putting a big hit on the Saudi budget. And so one of the very first things that the new first dude of Saudi Arabia did upon assuming power was to arrest all of the richest people in the whole country so that he could then shake them down for some cash. Their jail was a luxury suite in a five-star hotel. Then,
exit full enough, please, and watch his step. Hey, kid, come here.
He started announcing that women were going to start having a lot more rights.
Say, kids, what time is it?
I.e., just like a Democrat.
Oh, well, howdy, doody, kids, and howdy, Buffalo Bob.
Well, howdy, Mr. Duty, and boys and girls at home and kids in the gallery, let's go.
Yes, the new guy in Saudi Arabia took a, quote, controversial stand on a social issue that does not have much effect on the economy or anything else that the machine really cares about.
Naked and a dance. Cost you 12 and 6 to come in, sir, and 5 shillings for membership, sir. It's 1 o'clock tonight, sir. It's non-stop, it's a continuous show. You can stay as long as you like, there's a bar downstairs.
Good evening, one and all. We're all so glad to see you here. We'll play your favorite songs while you all soak up the atmosphere. We'll start with Old Moon River, then maybe Stormy Weather, too. I'm sure you know just what to do. Find the show, good health to you. Please pour another glass, it's time to watch the cabaret. Your wife will never know that you're not really working late. Your hostess here is Wendy, you'll find her very friendly too. And we don't care just what you do. Find the show. Start the show at 2 o'clock.
As a result of these actions, the new head of Saudi Arabia is now being promoted in various American propaganda outlets, such as the Washington Post and the New York Times et al., as someone that Americans should get behind and support.
Oh, if by chance you find that you can't make it anymore, we'll put you in a cab and get you safely to the door. Oh, we've got all the answers, and we've got lovely dancers too. There's nothing else you have to do.
On with the show, good health to you. Take your trouble out the door. For now I see with sorrow, until this time tomorrow, we'll bid you all a fond adieu. I'm wishing a health to you.
Of course, all of this positive press could at least be partly due to the fact that Saudi Arabia has hired several of the best PR firms in the country to promote their interests. And or, it could at least partly be due to the fact that the Saudis spend serious cash in the great American war toy Megastore. And or, it could at least partly be due to the fact that the Saudis seriously grease the palms of pretty much every politician in our federal government. But surely, that is all mere coincidence. With all of the hullabaloo over Russia these days, surely there could not be yet another foreign power that is wielding undue influence over our national affairs, could there? In addition, in spite of the Robin Hood image that the American media are trying to paint upon the new first dude of Saud, and in spite of the shakedown that he just pulled off on the Saudi elites, he also just spent $450 million of his own personal fortune on a Da Vinci painting. Yes, kids, your tax dollars are literally supporting genocidal slaughters of civilians in Yemen and in Syria. And your government is supporting them both financially and militarily. But now, under this new leadership, women will be able to drive cars. So he is a progressive. Look at this. Don't look at that. That's as if Mary Todd Lincoln had said, "Yes, it sucks that my husband got shot, but at least the play was really good." So next, we are going to take the circus out to the jungle.
So this is the jungle. Hey, Lem, what's that funny noise?
That's the jungle beat, Clem. Just listen to me. Move to the rhythm of the jungle song. Once you know the words, you can sing along. Tropical birds that sing a jungle tune. There's an alligator and a big baboon. Animals of every size and shape. A laughing hyena and a goofy ape. A spotted leopard and a hippopotamus. Look at the rhino stirring up the dust. There's an old anteater and some ants to eat. And some jungle drums. Listen to that beat. Listen to that beat. Listen to that beat.
So I have not zapped any third rails lately. I'm thinking, perhaps it's about time. Now, let's see if we can drum up a little outrage around here. So the rump recently complained about the lack of due process concerning his many aides that are being forced to resign due to allegations of sexual abuse. Now, it would be easy to dismiss the rump's complaints due to the facts that A, the rump is himself an admitted sexual abuser, and B, because the rump himself has absolutely no problem denying even the most basic due process to many millions of other people simply because he does not like them. However, even with all of that said, I've gotta say, the rum has a point. And I am now imagining the shock, the outrage, the boos, and the hisses that are suddenly spreading throughout the land of the Thunderbolt over that statement. So please allow me an explication and a clarification before you begin hurling any metaphorical brickbats in my direction. Or any literal brickbats, for that matter. Not even real clear on what a brickbat even is. But back to the point here. While it is true that false accusations of sexual assault are actually very rare, the vast bulk of such accusations, those that are actually investigated anyway, almost always turn out to be all too true. However, I am thinking that at least part of the reason for that is because there is still a great deal of social stigma attached to being a sexual assault survivor. And I am thinking that most women who are not actually sexual assault survivors don't really want to become known as one.
Goodness gracious, it certainly feels good to be back in the jungle. Follow me, Clem, and I'll introduce you to some of my friends. Say, there's Mr. Parrot. Let's listen to him.
Hi there, Lion, and welcome, Clown. Don't just stand there, dance around. Every time I hear that jungle beat, I want to clap and sing and move my feet. So clap along and do a dance too. Here in the jungle, that's what we all do. Spin around and jump up high. And if you're brave, you might try to fly.
Women standing up to their abusers and having that abuser actually facing consequence is a brand new development in our culture that has me standing and cheering at the top of my lungs. This literally represents a paradigm shift in our social dynamic that is of such momentous significance and that has so many exciting implications that I still can't believe that it is actually happening. It's about fucking time. However, I would suggest that if we don't want to taint this development by taking it too far, and I would suggest that one possible downside to this development is that if women standing up to abusers are transformed from pathetic victims into noble survivors, as well they should be, then that would also serve to remove a lot of the social stigma, as well it should. But I am also thinking that it might well tend to make false accusations of sexual abuse a bit more likely as well. So let me put it this way. Do we really want to grant any woman the ability to destroy any man's career simply by making unsubstantiated allegations without any due process? Now, I am thinking that is something to think about. Denying civil liberties to anyone is denying them to everyone.
Hey, Lem, this is really great. This jungle life is sure different from the circus.
And the circus will return in just a moment.
And actually, we've got a few seconds before the station break here, so I just wanted to update listeners to the fact that my project of converting a school bus into my retirement home proceeds apace, and I'm hoping to be settled in and ready to resume my normal life soon. Part of said normal life consisting of producing new Thunderbolts once again. I'm hoping that will happen around September or October. So hang in there with the reruns for a few more weeks, and I'll once again start coming through to you with things you've never heard before. So the Thunderbolt will be back after a short station break.
The views expressed on the Thunderbolt are my views, and no one else's. Those views do not necessarily reflect the views of any of the stations that air the Thunderbolt, nor anybody that has anything to do with any of those stations. And now, back to the Thunderbolt.
Hey, there are some monkeys. I think they're talking to us.
Hi there, clown. Glad you came. Make some noise for our monkey game. Clap and dance and turn around and then try to make a monkey sound.
So the elites have been honing their game over the last 100 years. They have financed intense studies on how to manipulate people. And at this point, both their studies and their experience have revealed to them that when there is a major mass movement in opposition to them, then brutally suppressing it is usually a bad thing to do. Not for ethical or ideological reasons, but simply because then all of that energy is wasted. They have discovered that it is much better for their interests to simply infiltrate and finance these movements and thus co-opt them and trick them into assisting their schemes, even as they think that they are fighting them. Political movements that gain popular support have political power. And to a capitalist, political power has monetary value, just like everything else. This expenditure of labor by opposition movements by millions of people around the globe has, like any expenditure of labor directed toward any desired end, has produced a commodity with a market value. The machine does not want to erase that value. They want to capture it. Adbusters was largely funded by the Tides Foundation, who carries out the will of George Soros, a vile currency manipulator and a member in good standing of the 0.1%. And Adbusters was largely responsible for the launching of Occupy Wall Street. The Tides Foundation also funds Democracy Now! And Ralph Nader. A gentleman named Drummond Pike founded the Tides Foundation. And Mr. Pike was working with Jane Bagley Lehman, the heir to the R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company. Ms. Lehman subsequently served as the chair of the organization from its founding in 1976 until her death in 1988. And when it comes to movements that cannot be bought, in such cases, the next step usually consists of having the leaders framed for crimes they did not commit, and then either jailing or executing them. But in no case does government want a movement to just fizzle out, because they don't want things to just end without transferring all of the power that that movement generated to their machine. Yes, they're sort of like the Borg. They always have something to gain, be it gaining more police powers by an unnecessary violent conflict with the movement, as was done in Waco, or in gaining the loyalty of the masses and turning a profit financially, as the historically racist Democratic Party did by co-opting the civil rights movement, and in so doing erasing public awareness of their authorship of Jim Crow laws and the Southern system of American apartheid. However, in capitalist world, any tactic other than simply purchasing and infiltrating the movement is rarely necessary. Now it is time to drum up some outrage, because they are drumming up for a war.
What you gonna do about it, huh? What you gonna do about it?
In addition,
what you gonna do about it, huh? What you gonna do about it?
The biggest interferers in other people's elections on the whole planet is outraged because someone may have interfered in their election. You know, the United States has an entire agency called the National Endowment for Democracy, whose sole raison d'etre is interfering in other people's elections. Ronald Reagan formed the National Endowment for Democracy during a period when the CIA was so discredited that they could no longer just depose democracies willy-nilly. And thus, the United States needed another such organization so that they could continue opposing democracies willy-nilly.
Now that's pretty.
So I've been warning you for months now that Donald Trump wants a war. And since the opposition Democrats have never met an interventionist war that they don't like, then I'm thinking it is very likely that the rump will get his war. And yes, as usual, the Republicans are spending borrowed money like drunken sailors. When it comes to the military, yes, the Republicans always scream bloody murder about deficits whenever the Democrats are running things. But the instant that the Republicans retake the reins, then magically, deficits don't seem to matter anymore. And providing the next beat on his war drum, the rump recently appointed John Bolton to be his grandest and newest national security advisor extraordinaire. And as a representational example of John Bolton's philosophy concerning foreign policy, I would note that for years now, Mr. Bolton has been all over faux news advocating for a policy of nuking North Korea before we nuke Iran.
Get off my land.
Venezuela and Cuba had best watch their backs as well. Mr. Bolton also wants to nuke Russia. Presumably after he nukes Iran, though I cannot find any instances of Mr. Bolton stating exactly which position that Russia holds in his little hierarchy of nuclear annihilation, nor have I heard Mr. Bolton's position on nuking China. So none of that is quite clear yet. However, I am thinking that the rump is very unlikely to go for anything like nuking Russia anyway. Yes, I'm thinking that nuking Russia, at least, is probably not a concern. So hopefully, you will now sleep better knowing that. With the possible exception of Mad Dog Mattis, everyone that had even a modicum of responsible knowledge about world events, and every single one who had even a smidgen of emotional control over their most basic base political instincts, has now been eliminated from the rump's administration, and everyone who could have passed as an adult in the rump's romper room is now gone. Only the lunatics are left. And for the record, the only reason that I refer to Mad Dog as a responsible adult is because terms like responsible adult are relative. And in the rump's administration, there seems to be an incredibly low bar for what can pass as a responsible adult. Thus, even though our beloved Mad Dog has said in public that he likes to kill Muslims, he may be one of the last beacons of anything that even remotely resembles sanity that is left on Pennsylvania Avenue. Or let's put it another way. A ranting herd of insane clowns are now completely in charge of a nuclear-armed madhouse. You might want to hold on to something. If you want to learn to be a terrorist, you should become a cop. If you want to learn to become a criminal, you should go to prison. If you want to learn to be evil, you should go to church. If you want to dumb down your kids, you should send them to public school. And if you want to become president, you should become a reality TV show host.
Isn't the jungle fun, Clem?
It sure is, but listen to me. I'm talking in rhythm, as you can see. Those jungle drums, they sound so neat that I'm all caught up in that crazy beat.
Back to the circus in the center ring. With his jungle beat, we'll really swing. It's been just grand to have you along. Hope to see you soon, but for now, so long.
Yep, so long, guys. It's time to get to work now. But first, we have some music to fill out the hour. Since this was a very jokey kind of show this week, I think I'll switch things up and get serious for the music selection. Though not too serious, because life is much too important to be taken too seriously. So this first tune is about some people who are loaded for bear, so you'd best beware.
I just bought me a congressman. He was cheaper than a Subaru. He needed money for his next campaign. Now he'll do anything I ask him to. 20 years on Capitol Hill. He pretends to do the people's will. But I got him in my pocket now. Well, that's the way the game is played. I got lobbyists in my pay. They're on the Hill nearly every day. Writing bills at the senator's sign. They never read them, but I don't mind. Koch brothers bought a whole damn crew. They own governors and presidents too. Now they're working on the rich man's dream. 9 judges out of 9 supremes. Well, that's business in the USA. Buying senators is all the rage. Big money owns a whole damn show. And we the people get the shaft. But the people now are getting wise. You can see it in their angry eyes. Had enough of all the tricks and lies. And now they're loaded for bear. Party and the liberals too. Both stewing in the same damn stew. Big money screwing me and you. And it's time we change the game. So keep voting if you think you should. The illusion might do you good. But you gotta know the whole game's rigged. Politicians don't give a fig. We had enough of this plutocracy. We can't whine and just let it be. The whole Congress is a den of thieves. And we gotta send them home. So get your pitchforks and torches now. Well, that's the only way to push them out. Standing tall on the Capitol Mall. Raise a ruckus now and sound the call. We gotta get out on the streets today. Bare knuckles is the only way. We the people gotta have our say. And you better listen up. Well, that's business in the USA. Buying senators is all the rage. Big money owns the whole damn show. And we the people got the shaft. But the people now are on the rise. You can see it in our angry eyes. We had enough of all the tricks and lies. Now we're loaded for bear. We the people gonna have our say. And you better listen up.
In the cool of the evening, they used to gather neath the stars in the middle circle near an old oak tree at the times appointed by the seasons of the earth and the phases of the moon. In the center stood a woman, equal with the others and respected for her worth. One of the many we call the witches, the healers and the teachers of the wisdom of the earth. And the people grew through the knowledge she gave them, herbs to heal their bodies, spells to make their spirits whole. Can't you hear them chanting, healing incantations, calling forth the wise ones, celebrating in dance and song? As a star to Diana, Hecate to Demeter, Kali, Inanna. Isis the star to Diana, Hecate to Demeter, Kali, Inanna. Isis the star to Diana, Hecate to Demeter, Kali, Inanna. There were those who came to power through domination, and they bonded in the worship of a dead man on a cross. They sought control of the common people by demanding allegiance to the Church of Rome. And the Pope declared an inquisition. It was war against the women whose power they feared. In this holocaust against the nature people, 9 million European women died. And the tale is told of those who by the hundreds, holding together, chose their death in the sea, while chanting the praises of the Mother Goddess. A refusal of betrayal, women were dying to be free.
Still burn her, stripping her down with mining and the poisons of their war. So to us, the earth is a healer, a teacher, a mother, a weaver of a web of light that keeps us all alive. She gives us the vision to see through the chaos. She gives us the courage, it is our will to survive.
That girl thinks she's the queen.
All right, that tune was called Sleepwalker from Sean Phillips. Before that, we had Rebel Girl from Bikini Kill. Before that was The Burning Times from Charlie Murphy. And we started off that set with Loaded for Bear. And I'm afraid I do not know who that artist was. If anyone out there does know who that was, then please let me know, as I would love to give him full credit. So, once again, the views expressed on this program are strictly those of this show's producers and do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station or anyone else that may be associated with this radio station. That includes underwriters and staff and volunteers and anyone else. Once again, I encourage listeners to donate to this radio station, and if you have anything left over, donate to this radio show. And you can do that at patreon.com/thethunderbolt. We'll see you next week. And
thank you very much.